The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. This is where we look at the best storylines and best bets for tonight's Western Conference Finals Game 1, Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know the names, you know the faces. We don't have any time to waste. So, Zach Attack, I'm coming to you first because in the Conference Finals, the way that it's going to fall, only one day off in between. Talk to me about how that could affect the series.
Well, that's huge because we've seen in the first two rounds where those many layoffs have helped teams. You're not going to get that anymore. And now we're seeing issues with injuries arise, even COVID-19. So one more thing for the Boston Celtics, and it could be dooming. We thought this would be an easy Boston Celtics series. If anything else happens for that team, this could be a 4-0 or 4-1 series for Miami Heat. Because Miami, they're playing with the destiny right now. Jimmy Butler, right back at it. Eric Spoelstra, right back at it. He wants to get it done. So keep an eye on that. Marcus Smart, very big right now. If he can't go tomorrow, it's really going to impact that series.
No doubt about it. And Al Horford, another starter, was out as well. All right, now, on the Western Conference Finals tonight, the Mavericks have, I won't say shocked the world, but Luka has really cemented himself as, I would say, one of the top two players in the entire league. But how unlikely is it, Alex, that they're even playing tonight?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Coach. What the Mavs have been able to accomplish, honestly, is improbable. I don't think this team is getting nearly enough credit. When you look at this roster, only one max contract level player in Luka. The rest of the roster is made up of guys who are either castaways, free agent signings that anyone could have signed on very team-friendly deals, and guys who were traded at the trade deadline. They are getting contributions from everyone in the rotation. Everyone knows their roles. I think this team is very, very live against Golden State, and I have just been so impressed with the coaching and just everything from top to bottom from Dallas.
I've never seen a player control the pace of a basketball game since Magic Johnson like Luka does. If they want to score 100, that's what they'll score. 140, they can do that too. Drives over under betters absolutely insane when you're picking on the maps. Now, let's get into our board for the night. If we're not touching the total, how about a team, Zach, that you look at and you say, listen, I don't think that number is correct. Who do you like tonight?
It's a tight one here. I think it's going to be tight ATS-wise, but I do like the Dallas Mavericks in game one, getting 5.5 against the Golden State Warriors. You know, people see that Golden State Warriors team expecting them just to get it done easily, but we saw in the last round it's not going to be like that. Even with Memphis shorthanded, they did not look like the same team. They're relying on Jordan Poole a little bit more in the interior. They need Looney to step it up. And they're probably going to take a game or two to adjust to the Dallas Mavericks because Dallas is probably playing their best basketball they have all season with the way they finished off that series against the Phoenix Suns. And Alex just mentioned it. Their role players are just stepping up. We saw first it was Jalen Brunson who took his game to another level. Then it was Finney Smith, Kleber. Then you got Dinwiddie towards the end of the Phoenix Suns series. So there's guys that are just feeding off of Luka Doncic, and that's what star players do. He's starting to facilitate a little bit more, and he's just taking the game at will to opposing team. So I think they're going to carry that momentum over in game one. And also, this is Steve Kerr's first game back in action. He missed a couple games in that Memphis series with COVID-19. That's something to think about just from a coaching standpoint.
All right, we only got 90 seconds left. We got to speed it up. My pick will make it very, very quick. I'm going to go with Klay Thompson. Oh, under 21.5 points. Don't call me crazy. Six games last series. We only went over this number one time, and that was in game six. His legs are going to be shot. Tonight, go under 21.5 at -110. All right, Alex, bring us home.
Love that pick, Coach. Great selection on your part. I've got Dorian Finney-Smith over 17 combined points, rebounds, and assists. This guy has been one of the unsung heroes for the Mavericks. He is such a versatile player. Reminds me of Draymond Green, minus the passing. Can chip in a plethora of ways. Three-point shooting, rebounding. This guy gets it all done. Take him over 17.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists.
And then what about a very quick same game parlay? People are chomping at the bit. Talk to me.
I've got one at plus 500 for you, Coach, starting with Jordan Poole over 14.5 points. Spencer Dinwiddie under 13.5 points. Maxi Kleber to score 6+ points. Steph Curry over 4.5 assists. And then 2 made 3-pointers for our guy, Dorian Finney-Smith. That gets you plus 500.
All right, very quickly, AB, throw up that recap screen. Take a very quick screenshot of it. I'm not going to go through everything. There you see it. Oh, we can't wait for tonight. Game one of the Warriors hosting the Dallas Mavericks, and there are our best bets. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. My entire crew, I love them all. Alex, prop star, Zach, attacking guard, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Tell all your friends right here, Early Edge. We don't waste any time in 5. Good luck.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
To the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.